Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Daddan told the International Sweetener Symposium on Monday that federal antitrust probes into fertilizer, seed, chemical, and farm equipment makers will soon produce formal action, with announcements expected in the weeks and months ahead. Daddan, a vocal critic of high input costs, said the Justice Department and Federal Trade Commission have both civil and criminal investigations underway and that there's some there, warning that companies which have not cooperated should not feel comfortable. The push traces back to a December executive order from President Trump directing the agencies to root out anti-competitive behavior in food supply chains, and Daddan praised Trump's recent move to suspend countervailing duties on Moroccan phosphate. He also touted the department's support for sugar growers, including $150 million in aid through the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, and made clear the time for talking is ending and the time for action is coming. Investigations into possible anti-competitive conduct by ag input manufacturers should bear fruit relatively soon, Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Daddan told attendees at the International Sweetener Symposium Monday, in a speech that also emphasized the administration's support for the domestic sugar industry. I have been quiet recently in terms of public remarks about competition, but for those ag input industries that have not played ball, that should not give them comfort, Daddan said. What that means is that we are hard at work with our Department of Justice and our Federal Trade Commission counterparts, and I think you will see in the weeks and months ahead announcements to take formal action with regard to the investigations that are publicly announced that are underway. Daddan has been a harsh critic of high input prices, especially for fertilizer, and applauded President Donald Trump's recent decision to suspend countervailing duties on Moroccan phosphate. After the speech, Daddan said civil and criminal investigations are underway, but that he did not want to get ahead of the DOJ and FTC, which have different standards of evidence. However, he added, I expect there to be announcements coming forward in due time that will show that there's some there. In his talk, Daddan said he has had meetings across the input sector, fertilizer, farm equipment, seeds, chemicals. What have you and some of those meetings have borne fruit? And others didn't take our efforts seriously. The time for talking is coming to an end, and the time for action is coming. An executive order signed by Trump last December directed DOJ and FTC to investigate food-related industries and determine whether anti-competitive behavior exists in food supply chains in the United States. Daddan stressed repeatedly in his speech that the Agriculture Department's priority is helping the American farmer, and recounted actions it has taken to help sugar growers, including by providing $150 million in aid under the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program.